Blog Talk Radio.
Regal Poet Radio.
Welcome to the Regal Poet Radio Show. I am your host, Imone M. Prosper, and this is the conduit for the poet entrepreneur. And I'm glad to have you here with us today. Trust you're having a healthy and happy lunch. Today we have our special guest. It's going to be Mr. King Kevin Durbel. He's a speaker, historian, community leader, filmmaker, and the author of Courage to Believe. And he has an upcoming work called Seven Types of Queens That Kings Desire. Kevin also hosted the King Kevin Durbel Show, where he discussed many of the most hard-hitting topics of history and how to build up strength in your neighborhood. We'll also hear from him about how he has been so successful using his marketing tips as he has a strong background in internet marketing. So that is our topic of discussion today, the right ways to market yourself using your art. As usual, we have our featured poems of the week that we will share. And this week, they're actually from two artists, from North Carolina native Kane Smeagol, and his poem, Cost of a King, will be featured today. And from the Boogie Down Bronx, as they say, is 12-year-old Kiana Popcorn Marshall with her piece called Love. I am so excited. I hope everyone had a great Martin Luther King Day week. I just want to send a quick shout out to the YMCA for hosting an awesome event. We got to build a community garden, build up their playground, kind of fix that up, and plant. And there was a lot of work. And we got to play, of course, and they had a walk-a-thon. It was awesome, and I truly appreciate being a part of something that I can use, and my daughter was there, so that you can use for, as your own memories. And that's really what, for me, MLK Day is about, building memories that sustain us as human beings in various ways. And this was an awesome experience, so shout out to that and DJ LaRue Productions for having us out there as well. So let's go ahead and jump into the show, and we'll bring on our special guest today. I'm so honored and appreciative to have him on the show to discuss with us the whole popular discussion that we all have as poet entrepreneurs and artist entrepreneurs, which is about marketing and the various ways of that. And I like the uniqueness that King Kevin Durbel has. So let's go ahead and see if he's with us. Mr. King Kevin, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful today. How are you?
All is well, all is well. It's a pleasure to be back on your show.
Yes, it's such a pleasure to have you. So every time I have you on the show, everyone is always telling me, wow, you need to have him more often. He has such wonderful information, and I'm just glad to be able to share that. So I know you have some information prepared for us talking about marketing. Well, tell everyone a little bit more about yourself as it pertains to yourself as an internet marketer. And, of course, you know, you can tell us about your author work as well.
Yes, yes, thank you. Yes, my name is King Kevin Durbel. I'm a mentor, author, inspirational speaker, and soon-to-be filmmaker. And, you know, I'm just thankful that God blessed me with the opportunity and the tools to take advantage of what he placed into my hands, which is to inspire people. And I do that through my books, The Courage to Believe, and my latest book that's coming out this year called Seven Types of Queens, King's Desire, which is going to be an awesome, awesome book, so stay tuned for that, where I am comparing and contrasting ancient women or queens from the past to modern-day women of significance, and, you know, just trying to inspire women to think more queen-like and carry themselves a particular way so that men could respect them more. They would demand respect without even asking for it. Just knowing their self-worth and value, which, you know, due to social media, television, news, seems to, you know, degrade women, especially black women, when, you know, women used to be like, you know, the rulers of the world, which is something we were never taught in school, never taught in church. So, you know, I'm bringing, you know, a lot of light to a lot of information, tons of information, fascinating information, things that really, that I ascertained, you know, throughout the duration of my research and interviews with different people. And, you know, letting women also know what do real men, what do kings look for in a woman. So it's a pleasure and a privilege, and I just hope to push this book, you know, beyond Florida, you know, throughout the states and throughout the world.
And I thank you so much for that. That's something that, as a queen, we need that. And I just hate to hear about women that go through ridiculous situations and not knowing that who they rightfully are. So I appreciate you for that. Tell us about your life as an internet marketer so the audience can understand your expertise. Still with us?
Oh, I'm sorry. You can hear me. Yes, I am still here. Yes, internet marketing.
Okay.
Internet marketing has been something that I've been passionate about for several years now, going on my, you know, eighth year. And I was, you know, pretty much thrown into marketing because I needed to find a way to make money. So I started off, you know, promoting clubs and different events, urban events, and then I branched into promoting businesses through flyers, direct marketing, you know, grassroots marketing, and then I got into web designing. That opened the doors to internet marketing, which is perfect for many reasons because it's something that, you know, every business has to do. You have to promote yourself through, you know, online venues such as social media, you know, optimizing your website, trying to gain as much traffic to your website from, you know, people or companies that are within your niche market. Because one of the biggest mistakes that companies make, music artists make, filmmakers make, is that they just try to promote to every and everyone, which costs a lot more money, a lot more effort and time. So if you can save those, you know, save as much of those three things as possible and just focus your energy on your niche market, I mean, you get big dividends. So that's what people pay me for. My company name is Skyview Creative Circle, by the way, my marketing company.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So now what five things, because we kind of talked about this, and the last time we met, we were really going deep into, okay, well, this is what you would need to do, and this is, you know, this is what I've seen that has been successful. If you had to choose, what five things would you say is important that you need to apply when it comes to marketing your business, especially as an artist?
Okay, as an artist, one, you need to have a brand. You know, you need to understand or have some sort of concept of what you represent and why you're doing what you're doing. You need to be consistent, number two. Consistency is a big thing. You know, you might find someone that is promoting hard on Facebook or Twitter for a good 2-3 months, and then they die out for another couple of months and try to come back. And by that time, they've already lost their following. So you need to continue, you know, pushing out what you're trying to promote. You know, if it's an album, it's a book of poetry, autobiography, like I did with my book, The Courage to Believe, my first book. And I understood that I needed to be, you know, consistent with what I was pushing. So, you know, a lot of people, you know, love what I was posting, the inspirational messages, which is, you know, true statements or situations that I had to overcome. And that's how I found my niche, and that's how the book opened up many doors for me as far as platforms to come speak at schools from elementary to universities, churches, nonprofit organizations, because, you know, I really hung in there. I kept, you know, pushing my messages, my positive messages out there. No obscene gestures. You know, that's one of the things, which is number three, people make a big mistake on, which is promoting, not promoting, but posting, rather, obscene gestures, you know, on Facebook, and then they try to put some business-wise or professional in the same account. Just, if you're going to be doing things like that, you know, posting selfies of yourself, or nude selfies of yourself, or those memes of, you know, profanity, you know, keep that separate from your professional Facebook or professional Twitter, LinkedIn accounts, you know, because people look at that, you know, people are so fickle these days. When I say fickle, I mean sensitive or wishy-washy, you know what I mean? So one bad comment or one bad post, you know, you may lose like 10 followers, 10 supporters. And we live in a digital age, so you need to be very mindful of that. And number four, get a website. If you don't have a website, there's free sites out there that you can create your account and you know, and you can share that link until you get your money up to get a nice, clean website. A nice professional website will cost you a real nice one, I would say $700 to $1,000, a decent, basic one. You can go to my website, kevindorval.com, which is my name, last name, D as in David, O-R-I-V-A-L.com. And I didn't have to pay that much for that website, but if I did have to pay for it, it would cost me $1,200. So, you know, invest in that. You know, when you are promoting yourself online, and even in, you know, in real-life situations, you need to have a professional look. You know, you need a nice website with good, great, captivating content on there. You know, have someone proofread it, by the way. And that's a mistake that I made. Some of the most simplest words, I mean, there may be a typo there, and you don't catch it until someone else emails you about it. And those are the emails I hate, when someone catches a mistake, because, you know, who knows how long that mistake has been up there, and no one told you anything. So definitely have someone review your site. And number five, be you. Be authentic. Be genuine. You know, you don't have to try to impress anyone. Our toughest competitors really is ourselves. You know what I mean? Our worst enemies. So we're trying to be someone that we're not. You know, I understand that, you know, Instagram is big and we have to put up the coolest pictures, the most beautiful hairdos, fancy cars and fancy clothes and everything. But at the same time, I mean, is that really you? Is that what you're really about? You know, I mean, you don't have to put a front up for no one. Half of the people you see, matter of fact, 75% of the people you see on there, on Instagram, either are wearing something they rented and they're getting ready to return. A car doesn't belong to them, a house that doesn't belong to them, which is, you know, I mean, I guess that is that what makes you feel good, and I guess it's cool, but we have to get beyond just feeling good and just be authentic with ourselves and embracing the essence of who we are, having a good understanding of your culture and things like that. So those are the five tips I wanted to give.
Awesome. They're wonderful, yeah. And especially number five, when we had Amari Hardwick on the show, it was all about authentic branding. And he was very big on the fact that he had to be himself. Whenever he talked about being an actor, he talked about being a poet as well. So he was very much vocal about who he was, but he also mentioned that actually set him apart from many other people. So, you know, you being you allows you to set yourself apart from others, and people can know, oh, this person also does this, or this person really represents what I need. So I would definitely concur with that, with with those five concepts, which is awesome. One thing that you did with me when we were talking, you were telling me some of the tools that you use. I was using Tweetcaster, but you were telling me some of the ways to kind of enhance that experience with Tweetcaster. So we're putting Tweetcaster as one of the tools that you use. Any other tools you would like to share?
Outside of Tweetcaster's for Twitter. Facebook is a good one. There was an account called Hootsuite. And Hootsuite is like a real nice software to use when you have multiple accounts. It saves you tons of time. And that's spelled Hootsuite. And I'll post a blog on my website regarding this interview. So if anyone had any questions or want to, you know, go back and try to find out, you know, these tools or the tips that I just gave, you know, you get a chance to go to my website, go to my blog. As a matter of fact, I just posted a blog yesterday called The Bravery of Dr. Martin Luther King, which is also part of my newsletter. But Hootsuite is a great tool. So it may take, you may want to use the tutorials or go to YouTube at first and then go ahead and, you know, start using it because it's a complex tool, but once you know what you're doing, it's going to save you tons of time. Instead of having to log in to five or six different accounts at different times, you can just log in Hootsuite and post what you're going to post, attach the picture and your link, which is another thing. When you're posting things on social media, I wouldn't say post a link every single time because people will always think that you're just a salesy person, but a great percentage of the time you need to post a link with your messages so that people can go back to your website. If they want to support you, they're going to support you. You don't really have to beg anyone to support you because we all know in 2015, we all need some kind of support, you know? So, and if people respect what you're doing, they love what you're doing, they just may not have the time or the guts or the courage to do what you're doing out there. You know, they're going to support you, whether you're a mentor, your teacher, pastor, filmmaker, whatever the case may be, parent, athlete, you know, someone will be there to support you.
Excellent. We'll also repost your blog on our page, on the Regal Poet notes page. And so, yeah, they can go to KevinDorval.com to look at the blog directly as well, but we'll post the link on our page, which we do usually do that. And then we've been featuring that speech, which was an awesome speech last week that you did at Broward College on the bravery of Dr. Martin Luther King. Yeah, so that's been a nice speech, a hit for us as well. Just listening to that. So you were telling me that a lot of, you know, making sure that people know of the show and then always having guests that always pushes people. And you had a show, now that you don't have a show anymore, because you did have a show before, how are you getting people to interact with you? Because I could say like this. I was looking at some of your hits, even what you did last week, you've already gotten about 600 views on YouTube, which is pretty good. So how would you say, do you have 600 friends that are just always looking at all your things, or how do you make sure that your videos and so on always get representation, like always get viewed?
Thank you. One, you know, I don't make a video that, I don't post a video that I'm not 100% behind, you know, that's not a great representation of who I am and what I stand for. So my core audience, which are people who mainly believe that anything is possible, you know what I'm saying, through Christ. And so I have a huge Christian base, a huge Black Pan-African base, which is kind of, contradiction there between the two. But between those two, those are my biggest fan base. People who are always looking for inspiration. You know, I try to put up as many inspirational videos as possible, you know, maybe once a week. And I also leave comments on other people's blogs or videos, which draws attention back to me and who I am. So that's another good thing, you know what I mean? You just got to, if you want support, you have to show support. You know, my pastor, Pastor Ed Brinson, as a matter of fact, I'll be at church tonight. We're celebrating the 23rd anniversary of Redeeming Word Christian Center.
Nice.
And the reason why I mention that is because, you know, you have to be out there. You have to constantly leave comments or thumbs up or tweet. Also tweet my videos. As a matter of fact, before I even post a video, I let people know on Twitter or Instagram and Facebook that I have a video coming. So stay tuned. So that, you know, gets them a little, you know, anticipation builds up, and then they want to find out more. Okay, so, all right, when that video comes up, I want to see it. And hopefully they'll subscribe. You tell them to subscribe to your channel. I don't know how many subscribers I have. I know I have quite a bit now. But, you know, that's how you do it. And then you subscribe to other people's YouTube videos. And don't just depend on YouTube. There's other great video sites like Vimeo is a great one, or MetaCafe. You know, these sites I use. And then one thing I didn't mention, if you have a MacBook, I know how people may not have a MacBook, but if you have a MacBook, there's a tool called iMovie. So once you create a video in iMovie and you want to upload it to YouTube, you can do it right there from that app. So you can upload it to YouTube, you can upload it to Vimeo, you can upload it to CNN as well. And those three platforms, you know, they work great for me. And I don't have to do much. And then creating those videos, you want to make sure, this is another internet marketing tip, by the way, when you create your videos, be sure to place your link in the description. You know, give a decent description of what the video is about, place your name in there, and a link to your website or a relevant page within your website. You don't want to have to just send to your homepage. You may want them to go straight to your contact page, or you want them to go straight to your fundraiser page, you know, like I'm doing right now. I have an ongoing fundraiser. As a matter of fact, we're getting ready to launch another fundraiser next month. You know, actually, we're going to be filming for the Kickstarter. I don't know if we'll go with Kickstarter or Indiegogo, which are two crowdfunding sites. And so what we're going to do is we're going to create the video to get people to come and support our film, which is The Courage to Believe, Never Give Up. And this movie, this documentary, rather, is about having individuals who have found a great level of success on how they were able to achieve their success so that other people such as myself or teenagers and young adults who are struggling with a couple of things to understand what it takes to actually overcome adversity. We have you know, a couple of celebrities in the documentary, and it was an honor and privilege to work with them. They may not consider themselves as celebrities, but, you know, I have Dr. Osgood and the Brown School Board, who's an author as well, and a pastor. I have my pastor. I have the attorney, Willie Gary, in the documentary, which is a prominent attorney, one of the richest attorneys in the country. If you guys have never heard of him, he has like two private jets, 10 Bentleys, and a huge mentoring program up there in Stuart, Florida. And we also have Dr. Kaba Kameen, who's a master teacher. I love his lectures. If you haven't seen his stuff on YouTube, check him out. As a matter of fact, one of my most popular videos was when I recorded him when he was down here in Fort Lauderdale last October. And that video has like 2,000 plus views. So you can go to my channel and check that out. He's very enlightened brother. And as a matter of fact, everyone in the documentary has a lot to share, a lot of great, good wisdom to give out there. And it's very important to support this film. As a matter of fact, I feel as if anyone who's doing anything positive to help our community overcome challenges in life, or to defeat the odds, you know, especially you growing up in a ghetto or underprivileged community, there's going to be a lot more challenges than the challenges that life already brings to us. I was I talk about. I was going to mention something. Just remind me not to forget what I'm about to say. But I want to finish this thought. We need to support every single one of our queens and kings who are doing something in the community. I don't care if it's coming to our events, if it's donating, if you have the means to do so towards our projects to help our youth, if it's to volunteer and help with our events. Whether it's to network and find out what we need and connect us with the people who can give us what we need. And we have to do that because we cannot allow our bright minds to constantly be shoved into prison. You know, there's a huge prison business going on right now, which created the school-to-prison pipeline. My job is to break that pipeline, sever it, and make sure that, you know what I'm saying, it's discombobulated forever. That's my goal because, you know, I've been in the system and, you know, by the grace of God, I've been able to overcome a lot of things in life. And anytime I get an opportunity to share my story or to motivate someone to keep pushing no matter what it looks like Bishop T.D. Jakes said in a sermon he gave called Running Towards Your Destiny, which I made a video about, by the way, which will be coming out over the weekend. But he was saying that we need to run towards our destiny. And by running towards our destiny, we leave our past behind, you know. And that's one of the things that causes our youth to become discouraged, is their past has clinged on to them so much that they smell like their past. You know, they have nightmares about their past. They dwell on their past and not their future. And so the purpose of this film, The Courage to Believe, Never Give Up, is to push those who are discouraged, who have lost hope and faith. Like even Dr. King said, you know, once in one of his, not even a speech. Actually, he did say it in a speech, but he told a friend this sentence. He told them when his house was bombed, was threatened to be bombed, rather, he had, you know, he told his friends I was there for dinner that I'm losing courage. I'm trying to do what is right, but I'm losing courage. And so I want to be that person. I want to be that catalyst to help those who are losing hope and courage, to give them back that hope and courage to pursue their dreams and be a productive member of society, which we need a lot more of because with this police brutality, unemployment rate, prison rate, which is, you know, 51% of the prison population is black, that's a fact. And, you know, we're only a very small percentage of the world population as far as, you know, the prison population, rather. But we have nearly 25% of the world prison population in the United States. You know, we only make about 10-13% of the world population, but we have, you know, over 25% of the prison population. So that it might be even higher than that now. So that's why I'm here. So you know,
and definitely. I know that these are some of the things that you cover in your workshops, which have been, you have like a plethora of information even on your site about that. But before we go, I really want to make sure everyone knows where and how we can stay connected with you.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, say
if you
could
tell us that, how to stay connected with you before you go.
Oh, man. You know, like the Tupac song says, I ain't too hard to find, you know. You know, you can find me in your local community, you know, volunteering. You can find me my website, thecouragetobelieve.com. That's thecouragetobelieve.com or kevindorval.com. You can catch me on Instagram, which is at Courage, C-O-U-R-A-G-E, number 2, Believe, B-E-L-I-E-V-E. You can catch me on Facebook, Kevin Dorval, The Courage to Believe book. And if you look, if you're on my personal Facebook, it's Kevin King Dorval. Make sure the King is in the middle. And or if you have like a big check, a $100,000 check you want to send my way to, as a donation towards the film, you can either go to my website and submit, you know, you can make a payment or deposit through PayPal, which is my email, kevindorval@gmail.com, or you can mail me at P.O. Box 667-136, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33066. That's P.O. Box 667-136, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33066. Or you can call
me. Yeah, we're going to put that in the atmosphere. Put that money in the atmosphere. Sorry about that. Go ahead. What's the number?
Oh, no, definitely. You can call my office number, 954-372-6336. That's 372-6336. And regarding the workshops, you know, I have a couple of awesome workshops that I offer. As a matter of fact, I had a meeting with a principal just yesterday, as a matter of fact. And so shout out to the principal, Clemens. And this is a high school principal. I'm not going to say the name of the school. But, so they want to bring me along to do a 8-week workshop about creating
awesome.
Your future. Yes. So I love to have
and
more
And that's something
like
we're
going
to have to bring you back on. We're going to have to bring you back on for, to hear more about that because we're unfortunately running out of time.
Yes,
but
yes.
I definitely want people to participate in your fundraising events, and they can look that up, and we'll be posting it also on our page and our Twitter page as well. And
Thank you.
Please stay connected with us. Please, audience, stay connected with King Kevin Dorval. He's doing some great things in the community. There'll be a lot of references here on the show and different work that even we're doing in the community. So thank you so much, King Kevin, for your time. Enjoy your lunch. We look forward to hearing more about your successes and the progresses of your books and the documentary. Thank you so much for being with us and having such wonderful information. We look forward to even posting up the blog.
Awesome. Thanks for having me again. And everyone on the show, be blessed and stay encouraged.
Thank you so much. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our featured poets of the week. So everyone, just stay tuned.
You are listening to the Regal Poet Radio Show with your host, Imone M. Prosper. Are you tired of being undervalued as an artist? Do you have a passion to sell your art but don't know where to start? Are you on a successful path but need encouragement? Tune in to the Regal Poet Radio Show, the conduit for the poet entrepreneur. Every week, we focus on topics that are set for the professional artist fully engaged in the creative economy. I am your host, Imone M. Prosper, poet, entrepreneur, and the advocate for the creative arts economy. Our mission is to feed the artist who spends their life creating profound experiences within their art with the best practical and advanced practices they need to be empowered, energized, confident, and prepared. If you are a beginner, you need this. If you're a seasoned veteran, you need this. And with 12 years of experience behind me, the Regal Poet Radio Show is not only designed to deliver the best information, but this platform allows you to hear from successful industry leaders and poet entrepreneurs making a major impact in the world of poetry. What we know is that it is easy to find an open mic to perform, but there are a small number of places for the professional poet to go to learn how to build a thriving poetry career or business. Tune in to the Regal Poet Radio Show, the conduit for the poet entrepreneur, as we focus every week on the topics to help build up your entrepreneurial of the arts business. Share, leave a comment, or chat live with me, Imone M. Prosper, every Thursday, 12 noon, on blogtalkradio.com/.
Welcome back to the Regal Poet Radio Show. We're back, and it's time to hear our featured poets of the week. First, let us listen to 12-year-old poet, Bronx native Kiani Popcorn Marshall, with her piece called Love. And I will say that poem really had my mouth just drop. And I was glad my mother wasn't around to pop me one when I was listening to it. And once you hear it, you'll actually know what I mean, especially the old school crowd in the audience. But it is powerful, and it's a real piece. Then we'll check out the piece from North Carolina spoken word poet Kane Smigo with Cost of a King. We celebrated MLK Day just at the beginning of this week. And I thought it was only fitting to play this piece. It also goes along with our Regal note posted on the Facebook page under Regal Poet as our featured MLK blog, as we discuss commercializing the dream, inspired by this poem and a commentary session that we held as a chat on Facebook with our audience. So enjoy the two works from some great poet entrepreneurs, and we look forward to spending a business lunch with you next week. Go ahead and take care.